Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. And we are on day 53 in the book of Hebrews, looking at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, and asking this question: how can we avoid being led astray by false teaching? Here's Hebrews 13, 8 through 10. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led astray by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. Again, that's Hebrews 13, 8 through 10, in the English Standard Version. Have you ever been behind a car that was wandering in its lane, maybe even crossing over the line onto the shoulder or into another lane? Have you ever wondered what's distracting that driver? Because cars that wander are driven by distracted drivers, drivers whose eyes have been taken off of the task in front of them and diverted onto something else. In the Christian life, believers who wander from the gospel into false teachings have taken their eyes off of Jesus and have become distracted by something else. The author of Hebrews has been laboring throughout this masterful letter to bring believers back to a strong focus on Jesus. The recipients of the letter had become distracted. Persecution and difficulties had pressured them into seeking a social conformity above gospel faithfulness. They were in danger of drifting away from Christ, back into a Christless Judaism, grounded in the ceremonial law and Levitical worship. So how does the author of Hebrews address their distraction? He reminds them that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He then warns them against being drawn away from the unchanging Christ into diverse and strange teachings. What is the substance of these diverse and strange teachings? Well, it seems clear they had something to do with the ceremonial sacrificial system of Old Covenant worship. You see, under the Old Covenant, worshipers who brought an offering into the tabernacle gave their sacrifice and then received part of it back, which they then ate. Thus, they ate from the altar of burnt offerings. And yet, it was never this sacrificed meat that strengthened their souls. Those who believed that they were strengthened in their spirits because they ate of the meat of a sheep or an oxen that had been offered on the altar were mistaken. That was never the source of spiritual blessing for God's people. God's people have always been strengthened by God's grace. And the offerings on the altar were just pictures that were pointing beyond themselves to Jesus, who is the source of all of God's grace. And so the author of Hebrews is reminding them of their superior position, that we as believers have an altar from which those who serve in the tent have no right to eat. What does he mean? Well, it's tempting to see this as a reference to the Lord's Supper, but that can't be right because that's not a sacrifice, and the worship of Christians today doesn't actually involve a physical altar. No, he's referring to the heavenly altar, even to Christ himself, who feeds us with himself when we come to him in faith. What false teachings are distracting you today? Is it the prosperity gospel, with its unbiblical emphasis on material and physical abundance? Is it moralistic humanism that says we're all basically good people and so we should just be nice and do good? Is it political activism, either in its left-wing or right-wing variety? Satan distracts God's people with a myriad of lesser substitutes for Christ. If we understand his tactics, we can see that the cure for all false teaching distractions is, in essence, the same: a renewed focus on Christ and Christ alone. Not material prosperity, but Christ. Not do-good morality, but Christ. Not politics and power, but Christ. And not the Christ of our imaginations, but the Christ of the Bible and of the biblical gospel. Our sinful hearts, the sinful world, and the enemy of our souls all want to keep us from the only one who is able to save us. We can defeat them by relentlessly returning again and again to Jesus.